Shaboozy and Jelly Roll, it's Amen on B105. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, hump day. Yeah.
Wow.
You all right? Yeah, you got a coffee going.
No,
here.
I just thought that was a dad thing to do.
Yeah. Cheers in Texas. I'm B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member owned, homegrown, community focused since 1936. What's up, Lauren?
So, obviously, wildfire smoke has been like the biggest story over the past week or so. So, I just wanted to mention this. David put together a list of 5 air quality apps you can download now, and they tell you what the, you know, air quality is because there are so many. Right. So, there's Air Now, that's the EPA's, there's Purple Air.
Never heard
Windy.
Of that one.
Windy.com, so.
Wind direction?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say the wind's coming from the north. That's what gets it down here. It's up at the Canada border, but I don't know.
But yeah, just download one at least, and then you can always know what's going on.
Boy, you sure don't take a nice day for granted around here, because you know, we got our winters are so long, and then we had such a cold, long spring, and then we finally get hot weather, and then the smoke, and it's like, wow. So enjoy the good days when you have them. You
exactly.
Know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Mention this. I said this yesterday, but just a reminder, Minnesota Monsters finished their regular season. They've secured a playoff game. That's going to be this Sunday, July 26th, 6 p.m. Come on out to Amsoil and cheer them on. There's also pregame festivities outside of Amsoil before the doors open at 5. So you can check that out.
Excuse me.
You're going to be okay over there?
The smoke is getting to me. It really is. I'm just excited about what you're saying.
You're right. You're over there trying not to sneeze the entire time.
I am. I know.
I can see it in the corner of my eye. So you get some oxygen over here. Okay. We need an air filter ASAP.
We do. We really do.
That's the B105 Buzz. B105, what was the last movie you went to see?
Last movie I went to see.
In the movie theater.
Oh, Nick Jonas, Power Ballad. That's something funny.
No,
it was really good. I went at like 9 a.m. and I was the only one in there.
Perfect.
It was maybe a life peak for me. It was really good.
Right. Biggest box office bombs of 2026 so far. I saw this and I was like, oh, okay. There's some of them. I haven't seen any of these. The Mandalorian and Grogu, they had a budget of $165 million. It only had $340 million. That's a lot of money, but they were going to, they're expecting a lot more. And Star Wars has not had a lot of big hits since lately. It's like they've kind of overdone it, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it's just too much.
Right. I mean, I'm not even able to, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But then Moana, the live action.
Yeah, that tanked.
That belly flopped at the office for what they expected. It was lower. The opening weekend was only $43 million or something like that.
Yeah, that's
but
tough.
I'm like, do we need that? Do we need it? What's wrong with the first one? Why do we have to go live action?
Right. You know? I think like the thing right now is like sequels or remakes, which is fine.
Yeah.
But like the live action, it's like, I don't know that we do need that. You know, I feel like it's a money grab.
Yeah. There's a lot of other ones that flopped as well. But Masters of the Universe didn't do as well as they'd hoped. Neither did Supergirl. So, but the good movies, the ones that did well is I got to see this. The Odyssey. I heard it's very good. You know,
yeah, I want to see that too.
They had a huge opening weekend. Toy Story 5 still did well. I heard somebody say it wasn't very good though, but I don't know.
Toy Story 5? I think Toy Story 4 was just so good that.
Hard to live up to, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Project Hail Mary, of course, was a huge, huge
iconic,
box office. It's a great movie. You know, I've watched it like 4 times since. So.
You really were like the movie's biggest ambassador.
Well, yeah, and I bought it right away when we could, and I had my mom watch it, mm-hmm. and, you know, she loved it. And anytime somebody's over, I'm like, have you seen Project Hail Mary? B105, Jason Aldean, Burning It Down. So, we're talking movies. I was on HBO Max, and I saw Leaving Soon, a complete unknown, you know, Timothy Chalamet's Bob Dylan. You know what I mean?
I never saw that.
I never saw it either, so then I started watching it.
Yeah.
And I got to, like, finish watching it before it leaves.
Was it good?
I only watched the first half because I ran out of time and because the family got in the way.
Nice.
That's what happens.
Yeah. I love Timothy Chalamet, but I was just like, I don't know if this movie is calling to me.
It's interesting. It holds your attention. Great acting by Ed Norton. I love that. But we'll see how it ends. I'll report to you when I finally get it.
Right.
It's like that one time. What was it? Gosh, there was a movie that was on that I wanted to see, and I started watching it. And then I realized that it says ends at midnight the day before. And it was like 12:15. It was a Saturday, 12:15 in the morning. I had to finish the whole movie. Otherwise, I was going to lose it.
Right.
So I stayed up like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you did what you had to do.
It was probably
on a different streaming service then. But it's like, when does the madness end?
You never know where they go.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're always right here. 105.1 FM and online, B105country.com or the B105 app. See?
That's
nice
true.
Plug, huh?
Yeah, no, that was professional.
Sometimes I can pull that off. Yeah, weather forecast up next here, B105. Corey Kent with Cole Wetzel. That's Rocky Mountain Low on B105. Let's do it. Let's do Lauren's Country Lowdown.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so Ella Langley, Morgan Wallen, they have their song together right now, I Can't Love You Anymore. And she just opened for him. I think it was in Baltimore, his I'm Still the Problem tour. Well, now they can bond even more because they officially have the two best-selling albums of 2026. All genre. Obviously, Dandelion was a huge hit. It broke a ton of records, too, Dandelion did. And so between that and I'm the Problem, they're still killing it.
So I'm the Problem was the number one album, right?
Yeah, so I'm the Problem. So Luminate, that's who released like the mid-year report of like the most streamed song, which was Choosing Texas, of course. And so they reported that Morgan Wallen's I'm the Problem is still number one, despite not even being released this year. And then Dandelion's number two. Not by much, though, because, I mean, it's like less than 500,000 like streams or whatever. So they both beat out Taylor Swift, BTS, Bad Bunny, Drake. So... yeah.
What, you've heard the whole album, Dandelion?
Yeah, many times.
Is there you just expect more hits coming off that one? Because
I just think anything she does is going to be a hit at this point.
Because Loving Life Again's her latest one that's been...
yeah, that did big, like, I think that was like, because that came out before the album. It was like one of the singles she released, and it was a huge hit, so.
Okay.
I think she can, and I like this, I think she can do no wrong at this point.
All right, well, we'll see.
I think she's like a superstar, and she's just, no matter what, going to kill it.
Already, yeah.
So anyways, congratulations to them. Kenny Chesney, he's also celebrating. He has passed George Strait for the most top 10 hits in the history of Billboard's country airplay chart. Now, I think I actually talked about this, but now it's confirmed. So he has 33, Blake Shelton has 30, Tim McGraw 29. Morgan is number 14 on the list, Brad Paisley, Luke Combs, and those are artists that are going to keep having more number one, so Kenny might be surpassed, but right now he holds the record, and then he has Carry On, which is headed in that way as well. So,
you know, it's interesting. Do you think it's like we have less big artists now that they just seem to rack up the hits like that?
Because I think it's a different time. I think, like, even just back when I started in radio, it was like,
and they're putting on more songs too,
yes.
That's
it's just a
it.
Different era.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's different than it used to be.
Yeah.
I feel
exactly.
That way.
Yeah. So anyways, congratulations to him. You can read more about that, B105country.com. And then Garth Brooks, he just announced his Blame It All on My Roots arena tour. Every single ticket is the same price. No price gouging. I can't talk. Or anything like that. But he actually just added two extra nights. The only stop he's announced so far is Indianapolis. Tickets went on sale, broke the internet, so now he's added two extra nights. We still don't know where else he's going on this tour.
Yeah.
It's like the slowest rollout ever, but the queue had nearly 500,000 people.
And what's a single ticket cost then?
$154.
But every single ticket cost that.
Yeah, even in like the nosebleeds.
To stop the price gouging.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is an interesting like take, but we'll see.
Price gauging is what I do at the grocery store when I look and I... Dustin Lynch, Where It's At, B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we got the 710 Laugh Off. Here we go.
You
want
to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. Where was it here? Oh, here it is. Okay. Lauren, my father worked 12 hours every day just to put food on the table. Amazing man, but the slowest cook ever.
Cute. It's cute.
Cute.
Why is the best present broken drums? Well, you just can't beat them.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thank you. You know what? I'll take a pretty good. Thank you.
You know what the drummer named his twins? Anna 1.
Yeah.
Anna 2.
Anna 2. Yeah. I just heard that the other day. Where was that?
That's kind of odd. Okay.
Weird coincidence.
Well, I guess so. All right. Let's, this one came in from George.
Did you know that mountains are not funny? They are hill areas.
Love a geography joke.
Hill
it's
areas.
Cute. It's cute.
Hilarious. Gotcha. 710 Laugh Off. Thanks for sending in your jokes. You can do it. 710 Laugh Off, B105Country.com, or submit it through the app.
Mm-hmm.
With Ken and Lauren, and we've got Sons of Legions tickets we're giving away on our app right now, right?
Yep, only until I think it's like right before 10 a.m. I said it because the concert's coming up this Saturday, so I got to choose winners. So if you haven't already, enter right now on our app, and you could be going.
All right, B105Country.com. Get the app there, or on the Apple Store, or Google, what do they call that? What's the, I don't know, Android
Google
stuff.
Play.
Yeah, is that what it is? Is that still?
I only know that from a promo we run. I don't have that.
Somebody hands me their Android phone, I'm like, I might as well.
I feel like I'm on a different planet.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like a caveman. I don't know. Anyway, Ella Langland, Bentley Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go on B105. Shout out to my friend Rich is driving. They're on the road. They're actually listening via the B105 app. They're on their way back from Texas.
Shout out.
Coming to Minnesota. And they said I needed to be entertaining for once.
Nice.
So, it was really nice to have friends.
Well, he's
like
always
that.
Kind of...
A jerk?
No, he's always...
That wasn't my words. That was
he's
yours.
He's always brash with you. He's always
brash
like,
is a good word.
He's always poking fun at you. Let's put it that way. And I'm sure you are always poking fun at him.
Never
so.
Would not do that at all.
I think it probably goes both ways.
But anyway, welcome back to Minnesota. When you get here, and listening on the B105 app, listens down
Shout
Texas
out,
all
yeah.
the time. Yeah, right. And you know what we wouldn't want to miss is Lauren's love advice
that's right.
coming up.
You don't want to miss.
We're
that.
Talking about the July effect on romance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's coming up. After Thomas Red, after all the bars are closed on B105, and let's take a stroll with Lauren's love advice. What's going on with July?
Yeah, so there's a thing that, of course, as with a lot of things on Lauren's love advice, like dating trends and just weird things we talk about, this popped up on TikTok. It's called the July Theory, and it says that July is probably the most prominent, if not one of the most prominent, months for your dating life. It always brings changes that will bring you closer to the right person, whether that's making you reflect. Maybe you're in a relationship and you're like, this isn't for me. Maybe you want to reconnect with people. And so that's kind of what the July Theory is all about. Some nostalgia thrown in there as well. So basically,
why does July make that happen?
Because it's finally warm and it's summer. So people are like in a better mood. It's not cuffing season, so they're not just trying to, like, you know, date somebody to get through the winter or whatever. And also, like, summer flings are a thing, right? So it's like you might, for once, want to, like, date somebody maybe if you haven't dated somebody for a while. Or maybe you, like, are with somebody but and it's serious, but you're like, I just want a summer fling. Like, it just makes people reassess. Now, there's no scientific evidence or anything, but science does say that longer days and warmer days... And then people getting out and socializing more has people feeling happier, more optimistic, and
more
just
energetic,
open overall.
More, yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
so
longer.
Yeah. So it could mean your ex returns. It could mean you assess a relationship you're in. It could mean you go find somebody and start dating them. But, you
it's
know.
It's like peak love season.
Yeah. It's like it just stirs up your love life. It just makes you think about what you have, maybe what you want. Maybe you want a date finally. So that's what it's all about.
Do you feel like July stirs up your love life, Lauren?
That's when I went on my first date with my husband.
Whoa! Some scientific background.
Shout out Snapchat
here.
Memories for that.
Snapchat memories, huh?
That's how I remembered the other day. Wow. It's like, oh.
And where was your first date?
A restaurant.
You know, want to tell us what restaurant?
Well, it was the tavern.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was at the OP.
That's where I met him. Yeah.
Oh.
And then the next day,
so
yeah.
That's not
yeah,
the
yeah,
first
yeah,
date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that it wasn't a date, but yeah, that's where I met him. And then the next day it was the first date. Yeah.
Well, we went on our first date was Grizzlies at the mall, which no longer exists.
No, that's so sad.
And then like, just like my high school that no longer exists.
A lot of things that you
and like my college that no longer
don't
exists
exist anymore.
And my elementary school that no longer exists.
I feel like you're self-conscious about
and
this.
And my kindergarten no longer exists.
Why are we talking about your kindergarten?
Well, I'm just going
it's
back
okay.
in time.
It's
everything.
Not you.
It's not me.
It's not you.
It's just the universe. Lauren's love advice. Thank you, Lauren. Nice job. July effect on that. All right. Jason Aldean, perfect. Jason Aldean, Girl Like You on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And Lauren's got another chance for you to win a Traeger Pro 34 wood pellet grill.
Yeah, it's looking very beautiful and shiny back there. We also have a $500 Super One Foods gift card. So join me at Empire Roofing, noon to 1. This Friday, you have to stop by in person in order to be eligible to win it. But, you know, that's your lunch break. You can have a little Friday fun day.
I had a little Traeger fire yesterday again.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I had. I thought I could get away with another cook without cleaning it. You should clean them. I was trying to do garlic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I've been cleaning it, but I made a lot of food on it the other day, and then I had to crank it up because you can do like everything on there. Like you can bake a cake on it if you want, right?
Interesting.
Because I've done pizzas on it and stuff. It wasn't a big fire, but it did some of the debris because I had to get it up really hot for the garlic bread.
Mm-hmm. But, wow, that sounds good.
But smoked sausage, chicken.
Wow.
And then we had with pesto and Alfredo.
Wow.
I mean, it really changes the game when these Traegers.
That sounds incredible.
It is really fantastic, and everything tastes so much better on it. So
that really sounds amazing.
The Traegers from Miners Ace Hardware and Superior, $500 Super One. You'll be at Empire Roofing, London Road, this Friday, noon mm-hmm. to 1. Okay.
Yep.
We'll see you there, Lauren. Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney, carry on. B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, 7:54, and a nice, cool, refreshing morning.
Yep. So a few minutes ago, we were just talking about Lauren's love advice. You mentioned your first date with Shauna, shout out, was at Grizzlies, right?
Mm-hmm. Miller Hill Mall back in the day, yeah.
I went there with your wife once as well.
Oh, well, hot spot, yeah.
Yep, so Amanda from Cloquet said, Grizzlies was my first date spot with my husband. And then she said, we almost lost the spot he proposed because because a developer bought the land. We had our secret hammock spot on. I feel the sorrow.
Yeah, you know, it's things change quick.
Yeah.
You know?
But you have your first date spot, so that's sweet.
Right. Our first kiss was at the Blue Max parking lot.
I love that. That's so romantic.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Blue Max.
Been there?
Yeah. A
couple times? Yeah. Yeah, we had a good time.
And look at you now.
Look
15
at us.
Years, right? Together?
Yeah, 15.
Very sweet.
That's crazy. That's a long time. 15 years. Yeah, and we're celebrating a coworker's 15 year. I was like, what else is 15 to this year? Nick's 15 years here.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Okay, well, anyway, memory lane. Look at us. Thanks for the at message, Amanda, in Cloquet. B105, look at your weather forecast next. Jordan Davis, next thing you know on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and this is a terrible thing that's been happening. You know, you really got to watch. I don't know why people are, you know, they search for the fountain of youth. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it does not always go well. This happened.
No, it does not.
A 27-year-old woman has passed away after getting anti-aging therapy at a Bronx wellness clinic. They give these shots of peptide or what is it? I don't know. But the anti-aging, and it's anti-aging therapy. It was at the Bearship Lifestyle Center. The doctor, Luis Rojas Cabrera, is being investigated on this because he is licensed only in the Dominican Republic.
People go to other countries to get plastic surgery.
And anti-aging therapy?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess so. That's crazy. Because
it's cheaper and whatnot, but you got to be careful, obviously.
Yeah, she got sick after the injection, passed away just days later. And this is there's other people, too, that have been in trouble for this or have been seriously injured by this anti-aging stuff. Yeah, you're not going to beat it. You can't, you know, this is everybody thinking you're going to beat death. You're not. It's not going to happen.
But you want to look good.
Is that what it is? It's like you want to just that's what you
like
want?
Like, I am not against, like, getting plastic surgery, no.
Really?
But you want it, well, I guess maybe people don't want it to be natural. But, like, sometimes when you can tell someone's got it, it's like, are you looking
and
better?
You never know until you do it. How it's going to turn out.
Yeah, your face, like, that's scary. Like, you got to be careful with that, so. Right.
There's a thing called aging gracefully.
There is.
Like Helen Mirren, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she looks great.
Just saying.
That's a very random example, but I'm here for it.
She's relevant right now.
Yeah.
She's
always relevant.
19,
of course.
Yes, that's true. Billy Curry did good directions on B105. Okay, Lauren, give us a good story.
Okay, this is a good story, and also I found a new hobby. So a Florida animal shelter is celebrating an 11-year-old boy. His name is Nehemiah Turner because he has spent over 100 hours reading to rescue pets.
Oh, wow.
He is the first volunteer in their program to spend 100 hours reading to pets. I guess they have a program where you read to the rescue pets.
Well, it helps both of them.
Yeah.
It helps kids learn confidence in their reading.
Yeah, and there's like pictures and it's just so cute. But he's already accrued 100 hours. He's the first child to complete it. He says he likes reading to dogs the best, but he loves all of the animals. So he's being honored and he's already hit 100 hours. He's still going.
Well, that's cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Neat. Yeah, it's
very wholesome story. I love it.
Animal Allies does that sometimes too. They do summer reading programs, I think, with kids while they're part of their summer camp or whatever. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to ask Nicole about that. Can I come read to your pets?
that would be a good one, good way where you can get around a dog without the responsibility of having one.
It's not that I don't want responsibility, but yes, you're correct.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
B105, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of it. Lauren, we got big things planned for tomorrow. We're trying out Lay's flavored or fish flavored chips.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I never would have guessed that.
We should make other coworkers in the office also try them.
Do we tell them what flavor they are before they try it?
No, absolutely not.
Well, that might work then. It might work.
I just think that's funny.
Let's do it.
I love a good prank.
We'll put together a video of it too and share it.
I just remembered a prank I pulled on my husband.
What was that?
I put this like fake bug in his lunchbox today. I haven't got a text about it.
Oh my gosh. What if he's on a roof or something?
No, he'll be fine.
He jumps.
He'll be fine.
Okay. He's like in the trusses or something, and he's framing up something. And then he's like, hey, here's your lunchbox. And he's like, Then, oh my gosh.
Thanks for putting that in my head.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not always good to scare people. I just don't like, you scared me with a bug before. I hate that.
Bug stickers.
Somebody, and then my family gave me, hey, Dad, come here. And they hand me, and they open my hand, and they drop a fake spider in my hand.
Yeah, you don't do well with spiders.
Right. I had an army worm land on my knee the other day. It fell off the